Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The final edition.
This week we bury you in sketches about corporations, mostly about getting jobs at one, or trying to hold on to that job, or being entirely dependent upon these corporations as a customer, since that is our experience with them. I mean, loosely interpreted, virtually any sketch about anything these days is ultimately about corporations, but I limited it to that extent. This is the final edition, Radio Hour.
5 o'clock, I catch at the hand car with the biggest
amount. Then I push and push. Stand by for a friendly message from the company!
Now that we've merged with Comcast, Time Warner, Apple Computers, Microsoft, Piggly Wiggly, Pottery Barn, and Laura Scudder's, the company is the only phone call you need to make. Just reach out to our helpful phone mail system at 888-888-8888-8888. It's your one-stop shopping source for everything. So whether it's internet service, iceberg lettuce, or psychiatric care, you'll always end up with the company. And what's so wrong with that? The company. We're the only phone call there is.
Stand by for a friendly message from the company!
Here are the movies playing at your local cinema. At the Roxy Theater on Vermont Street, it's the second sequel to the third spin-off of Spider-Man. At the Skylight Theater on West Broadway, it's the third sequel to the second spin-off of Spider-Man. And over at the Filmplex on Madison Street, it's the long-awaited fourth spin-off of Spider-Man. Remember, you've gotta like a movie spiked with references to other movies you already like.
Stand by for a friendly message from the company!
Every day, many people thank us for stopping them from downloading free movies and music. Many, many people. And we have received many requests to step up our efforts and protect our royalties and intellectual property rights even more vigorously. So, we're bowing to popular opinion and arresting even more of you. You're welcome! And as a bonus, please enjoy the soothing buzz of our surveillance helicopters. The Final Edition Radio Hour now presents the latest installment of Steve's Adventures with Tech Support. We take you to a cramped, darkened one-bedroom apartment located in Hollywood, California, wherein former Daily Show writer and part-time temporary worker Steve Rosenfield is, yet again, attempting to contact tech support.
Hello.
Oh, great. I got a live person.
Thank you for calling Crap-O Wireless Automated Voice System. To begin, please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
Oh, shit. Where did I put that?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
No, wait!
Do you need more time to complete this function? Enter 1 for yes or 2 for no.
Okay, I got the number.
That was not the correct entry. Please enter 1 for yes or 2 for no. You have requested more time to complete this function. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
One, two, wait. No, I meant...
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
Damn it!
It appears you're having difficulty completing this function. You are now being transferred to the next available customer service specialist.
Thank God.
The next customer support specialist will be available in approximately...
4...
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
T... 8 minutes.
No!
Forty-7 minutes and 38 seconds later.
Thank you for calling Crapo Wireless. This is Tyler. How can I help you?
Yeah, my internet doesn't seem to be working properly. I was hoping you could help me with some troubleshooting stuff.
Is this for your mobile device or your computer?
My computer.
Okay, that's a different department. I'm going to have to transfer you. Hold on.
No, wait!
Hi, I'm Bob Lonergan.
And I'm Brent Hightower. We're from the Consolidated Candy Corn Council.
And now that Halloween is over, we at the CCCC want to point out that nothing stops you from enjoying candy corn all year round.
For 365 days a year, we proudly show up at 5 a.m. to make new batches of candy corn. Or, as the Indians called it, candy maize.
And it doesn't matter when you buy it, because you can't tell if candy corn is stale or not.
You can liven up a lunch bucket and even a Christmas party with a little candy corn.
Ever tried adding candy corn to trail mix? Well, me neither. But there's technically no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that.
Plus, it creates jobs, especially for the candy corn farmers.
All kidding aside, it provides jobs at our candy corn factory in Deer Kill, Montana. Brutal, tedious, deadening jobs.
Plus, it helps the people who make our ingredients. High fructose corn syrup, guar gum, yellow dye number 5, yellow dye number 6, and of course, the legally allowable amount of metal shavings.
And hey, you should really enjoy candy corn while you can. Candies don't always last forever, you know. I think we all remember what happened to the chocolate-covered nigger toes.
So, as you head into the holiday season and eventually the new year, we at the... Sorry. We at the CCCC want you to keep candy corn in your life.
By the way, we also brought along Roger Fentonson Mortar, Ken, Phil, from the Peeps Advisory Board. Roger, you want to add anything?
Eat more Peeps!
Thanks, Roger.
We made them blue!
Well, that's great. So until next time, here's our mascot, Colonel Corny Cornhole. Corny, what have you got to say to the kids out there?
I said, my kidneys hurt!
Thanks, Corny.
I can't feel my feet!
Job opening an exciting startup.
Dynamic Company seeks type A workaholics interested in adopting our passion as their passion and embracing a concept for which there is literally no consumer demand.
Our ideal candidate is mentally ill.
Unable to function outside a work environment.
Miserable at home.
Angry at those closest to them.
Happy to be called upon day or night because they have nothing and no one.
Must be able to follow contradictory instructions.
Must not be able to follow contradictory instructions.
This is such a good opportunity. We should not even be advertising this as a job because it's so cool.
And because it does not actually pay anything.
Unless the business model works out.
If the business model works out, the job has the long-term potential to pay $55,000 to $79,000 a year.
But whether or not the business model works,
and whether or not we pay you,
one thing stays the same:
the amount of work you do.
So if you want to get involved in a really cool job that is not a real job, please provide a detailed writing sample, a lengthy job history, a sad and desperate cover letter, and all your sensitive financial information.
Candidates should be unfamiliar with U.S. labor laws.
One of us is in a cult!
New Employee Orientation, version 7.2.
Welcome to the Oxland Corporation, or as we like to call it, the Oxland family. We care about each other around here, and we like to have fun. I'm the company chairman, but you can call me Malcolm. And here are your new co-workers to tell you what keeps us together.
We have pizza every Thursday at the office, so I like that part.
Chairman Malcolm likes to make sure everyone's happy, so he reads all your emails.
We have drinks and dinners on any random day at any random time, depending on the chairman's schedule, and always at this one weird bar next to his house, so be ready to cancel any appointments you make with a doctor or your kids.
Yeah, don't even schedule things with your kids. It's just too heartbreaking when you can't show up.
The chairman lets his ferret run around the office. It was cute at first.
Every summer, we have a company picnic. It's a 75-mile bus ride to this one huge park upstate. You're stuck there for 8 hours because there are no trains. It always happens on a Sunday. It's unpaid, and it's mandatory.
So enjoy your time here. Remember, as in most loving families, you can be fired without cause at any time and escorted out of the building before you can even go back to your desk.
That's not even music. It's like aversion therapy.
Thank you for your patience. The next customer support specialist will be available in approximately...
6.
Please just say minutes.
T. 4 minutes.
You're killing me here.
63 minutes and 12 seconds later.
Thank you for calling Crapo Wireless. This is Logan. How can I help you?
Yeah, my internet isn't working. Can you help me with that?
Did you check the automated system to see if there are any outages reported in your area?
No, I was having trouble with that. Say, you don't need my 13-digit account number, do you? I got it right here.
No, sir. Your phone number came up on my system. Can you just confirm your first and last name? Last name first, first name last.
Rosenfield. Steve.
Okay, Mr. Rosenfeld, I'm going to have to put you on hold for a moment while I check for any outages in your area.
Wait! No! Not again with the...
Okay, Mr. Rosenstein, it appears there are no outages in your area. Now, first, I need to ask you, is your modem properly plugged in to a working outlet?
Yes! Yes!
Is your computer properly plugged into a working outlet?
Of course it is.
Okay, what I need you to do is pull up your web browser and type in http://www.crapo_wireless.tech.
How can I go to a website if my internet is not working?
Okay, do you know how to locate your web browser, Mr. Frankenstein?
All right, that's it. I want to speak with a supervisor.
Hold, please.
This is Your Business, the business show that gets all up in your business. I'm your host, Craig Atler, and tonight I'm talking to Bob Neff, an expert in the art of interpreting body language. Bob is the author of Your Body Makes Noises, and tonight he's going to tell us how body language can help us in the business world. Bob, it's great to have you here.
Well, I can see you mean that by the way you're sitting. You have a very open posture. Arms are at your sides. You're leaning forward with obvious interest. These are all good signs for a successful encounter.
Well, you certainly seem to know your stuff.
I can also tell you're into Tom Petty.
That's probably the posters.
Yes.
So, Bob, when you walk into a meeting, what's the first thing you look for?
Well, this may surprise you, but I look at people's feet. I make some excuse, drop my pen, or pretend to throw up, and look under the table to see which way people's feet are pointing. If they're pointing toward the door, they want to leave. If they're pointing east, that means they want to go to Boston, which is east of here.
What if they're pointing in different directions?
Oh, well, that can take a while to figure out. I once had to stay under a table for about half an hour working on that.
Did anyone ask what you were doing down there?
I told them I was afraid of a moth. They seemed to accept that.
What do you look at next?
The hands. Are they curled in a fist? Are they blocking the face? Are they missing any fingers? That can tell you a lot.
And then you put together a picture and see if your audience is going to be receptive.
That's right. For instance, looking at you, I can tell by your feet and from your hands touching your face that you are totally into me.
I beg your pardon?
I don't happen to swing that way myself, but those are definitely the signals you're putting out.
Mr. Neff, I'm sorry if you got the wrong impression.
Oh, it's all right. I'm used to it. Every time I meet a group of people, large or small, at least a few of them are secretly into me.
Every single time?
Oh, yes. But I've learned not to be distracted by it. That would be unprofessional. I pursue those leads later, outside a business setting.
And as a result, are you constantly having sex?
Well, that's the funny thing with body language. People express feelings they don't even know they have. I'll show them what they're doing to lead me on, but they still argue. I mean, why do you argue with science?
That must be frustrating.
It does get lonely, being the only person who knows there's any flirting going on.
One last question. How should I interpret your body language right now?
Well, let's see how much you've learned. Why don't you describe what I'm doing?
You're curled up in a fetal position on my desk.
That is correct.
One hand, you keep pulling at your hair, and the other hand is covering your eyes very tightly.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it hurts.
It does.
And your feet are pointing east, so you're thinking about Boston.
That's absolutely right.
Well, thank you, Bob Neff, for this fascinating look at body language. That's it for today on Your Business. Come back tomorrow when we get marketing tips from a cult leader.
And now Jim Earle reads his poem, I Am the Ideal Candidate for This Job.
I am the ideal candidate for this job because I am able to maintain the young Hollywood voice to write scripts for a variety of entertainment platforms. I am the ideal candidate because I am able to swallow all the pain this job will cause and rebirth it years later as a giant ball of cancer. I am the ideal candidate because I'm a team player with a positive can-do attitude and I'm willing to turn against my friends and loved ones. I'm the ideal candidate because I can start yesterday and be off the page and in your face 26/7. I'm the ideal candidate because my use of alcohol and heroin challenged dominant media narratives in a new millennial 3D media ecosystem. I'm the ideal candidate because I am a seemingly ordinary man who is currently challenging dominant media narratives within a new millennial 3D media ecosystem of shit.
Jim Earle is currently unemployed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's it look like out there?
The dogs have finished eating the dead. Now they're eating the weak and the small.
Acid rain destroyed the roof and the bunker. I mean, it's only a matter of time before our skin is gone.
Babies are carrying knives.
Earthquakes are coming every 6 minutes.
The rice, it isn't rice anymore. It burns now.
There's only one thing we can do to survive.
I know. We must. We must get jobs at Walmart.
Yes, the only safe place anymore is a nice, climate-controlled Walmart. Small businesses are failing, and the air outside is toxic. But inside the store, you'll be stocking shelves with bargain pillowcases, fitted sheets, toys, crackers, and more. Plus, employees enjoy our generous benefits package. Benefits include being allowed to stay in the store. Remember, death is everywhere, so come on in, fill out an application, join the family, don't unionize, and make just enough money to get to and from work. Walmart, where else are you gonna go?
Hello, this is Fine Finana. I'm the supervisor.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Fine Finana, I'm the supervisor.
Well, anyway, I'm having a rather difficult time getting assistance with my internet problem.
All right, did you check the automated system to see if there are any outages reported in your area?
Yes, I've been through all that already. There's no outages, everything is plugged in. I just want to get my internet working again.
Okay, did you try shutting the modem down for a moment and then starting it back up again?
No. I didn't do that.
Okay, well, give it a shot.
Yep, that fixed it. Thanks.
Hold on, Mr. Frankincense. I noticed on your file that you don't have the full tech support package. You have the automation-only package.
Automation-only package? I have a file? What does that mean?
That means you can use the automated system for tech support free of charge. However, if you speak with a live person for tech support, there is an additional charge of $19.95.
What? That's insane!
Yes, per call.
So if I only go through the automated thing, then I can avoid paying extra money?
Yes, it's free for up to 3 calls per month. Then for any calls beyond that, there is an additional charge of $3.95.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's not free.
Per call. But considering that you have been a customer with us for 10 years, and this is your first time using live tech support, I will give you a one-time-only credit on the $19.95 service charge.
Oh, well, that's something at least.
Of $2.50. And would you be interested in upgrading to the full tech support package today? It's only an additional monthly charge of $39.99. per month.
What the...
Great. Please hold for a moment, Mr. Flovenflamenheining, while I transfer you over to our billing department so they can get that set up for you. Have a pleasant day.
Thankfully, all was not fruitless, and Steve was able to get his internet up and running by the end of the day so that he could post that funny update on his Facebook page about the Nuremberg trials. It got 12 likes. And this has been Adventures with Tech Support.
It's time for another episode of Jeffco, the corporation next door. This week, Jeffco is getting yelled at by his crabby old neighbor Larry.
Now listen here, Jeffco. I know corporations are people now, and I've got to be nice to you. But what's the big idea of dumping all your toxic sewage into my yard?
Oh, now don't get your knickers in a wad, Larry. You know, what's good for my house is good for the community.
Hey, look out! Oh, no! Joe just had a fatal car crash. Say, Jeffco, didn't you sell him that car?
Yep, and boy, was I glad to get rid of it. That steering column was kaput. I knew that car would go out of control.
And you let him drive it anyway?
Yeah, it's cheaper just to pay off his widow.
That's it, Jeffco. I've had it with you and your shenanigans. I'm calling the police and having you arrested for murder.
Well, that's not gonna work. You see, technically, I'm a citizen of the Cayman Islands.
The Cayman Islands?
Yep. I only work here, live here, make money here, use the medical and municipal services here, and own most of the city council. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's election day. I'm gonna go vote!
Jeffco!
This is an automated update from LinkedIn.com to remind you that you're having a work anniversary. Today, you have now been working for 3 years at...
Unemployed!
Congratulations! If you have time in your busy day, could you please take our survey about your work at...
Unemployed!
Is your work satisfying at...
Unemployed!
Are you proud to tell people you're a part of...
Unemployed!
Are people more or less interested in your opinion when they hear you work at...
Unemployed!
Thank you for taking our survey. In addition, we have also told everyone on your contact list about your work anniversary and asked them to send their congratulations. Here are their messages.
Tim, this is your father. If this is a joke, I don't get it. Your mother wants to know if you're eating.
End of congratulatory messages. Well, we'll let you get back to work now, but thank you for sharing your career achievements with LinkedIn, and we hope that you have many more years ahead at...
Unemployed!
Good
Good morning and welcome to California Sunday. I'm your host, Gary Middleton. This morning we're talking with Lyle Kingsford, who runs a career counseling business and has written a book called How to Find Your Dream Job. Welcome to the program, Lyle.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
Mr. Kingsford, in your book, you claim that anyone can find the perfect job if they just follow the step-by-step instructions you've laid out.
That's right, Gary. There's no big mystery to it. Anyone who really wants a job can find one. That's a guarantee, by the way.
You're saying that anyone who reads your book will find a job?
Well, first they have to buy the book, Gary. I'm not Santa Claus.
But if they buy the book and read it, you guarantee they will find their dream job.
Absolutely, Gary. All they have to do is follow the 312 steps that I have carefully outlined, which I call my Simply Super Successful Secret Search Strategies.
Super Simple Secret...
Simply Super Successful Secret...
Successful Simply...
Super Successful Secret Search Strategies.
Okay. I have the book right here. Let's just pick one of your strategies at random. This is strategy number one. Check the Help Wanted ads.
That's right, Gary. They're sitting right there in your favorite newspaper every day. Dozens of jobs, ripe for the taking.
Well, isn't that pretty obvious? The reason people are reading your book in the first place is they couldn't find any suitable jobs listed in the paper.
That's why it's the first one, Gary. I'm not going to start with the best possible strategy. Where would I go from there? I've got 312 of them.
Okay, let's look a little further along in the book here. Number 47. Ask everyone you've ever met if they know of any jobs opening up. Everyone?
That's correct, Gary. Look, none of us like cold calling, but the ugly truth is, to unlock that hidden job market, people need to get out of their comfort zone. And there's nothing more uncomfortable than trying to solicit job leads from your ex-girlfriend, or the boss who fired you 15 years ago, or your high school gym teacher.
That just seems pointless and humiliating.
At first, yes, of course. But then, as you break through what I call the wall of annihilation, you'll be that much closer to the career of your dreams.
Mr. Kingsford, I doubt many people would be willing to call their exes or former bosses or gym teachers for any reason. They might as well dial random phone numbers and ask total strangers for jobs.
You're wrong, Gary. I always tell people, do not call random strangers looking for jobs. Not till they reach strategy number 197.
You want people searching for employment to randomly call total strangers?
I don't want them to, Gary. But if they've already performed my other 196 strategies without any results, this is no time to be a quitter.
Excuse me, but I thought your book was about finding jobs that are hidden.
Well, gee, Gary, I don't think there's anything more hidden than a job you have to ask a random total stranger about.
Mr. Kingsford, those are terrible odds.
When these hidden jobs hide from you, Gary, they don't mess around.
I'm sure you're aware, Mr. Kingsford, how many people would just hang up on you.
Even if people hang up on you all day long, you're still getting valuable job training.
Valuable job training? For working where exactly?
Time Warner Cable.
How about people just stand by a freeway off-ramp holding a cardboard sign that reads, "We'll work for food"?
That's number 312.
Do you really think people are going to stand by the freeway with a cardboard sign and beg for a job?
Only if they're really serious about their careers, Gary.
Isn't that about the worst thing that can possibly happen to a job seeker?
I think there are worse ways to make a living.
Like what?
Time Warner Cable.
This is the story of Brian Davis, who went to the West Ridge Glove Company to fill out a job application. We begin our story in the middle.
Wake up, Mr. Davis.
Huh? Where am I?
You're still filling out our job application? You passed out during the self-evaluation survey?
Is it still Monday?
It's Thursday. Mr. Davis, how much would you agree with the following statement? I would always follow a supervisor's instructions exactly. Do you strongly disagree, disagree, feel neutral, agree, or strongly agree?
You've asked me that same question five different ways. We both know what answer you want to hear.
You cannot possibly know what answer I want. You can only know what's in your heart. Would you always follow a supervisor's instructions?
Yes, I strongly agree. Yes.
Good. We're almost done.
It's been 5 days. My God, I started this job application last weekend. What job is this again?
Maintenance. Now, how much would you agree with the following statement? I resent getting instructions from my supervisor about how to do my job.
That's the same statement again.
Strongly disagree, disagree, neutral, agree, Or strongly agree.
I strongly disagree. I love getting suggestions from my supervisor.
Fine. Then let's move on to the next part of your job application. Please account for your whereabouts every day since June 1997.
And so the ages passed. Brian Davis's wife mourned for him, then moved on and married another man, who also disappeared while filling out a job form at an auto parts franchise. Everyone Brian had ever known vanished. Until one day, at long last.
All right, that's the end of part five. Now, on to the typing test. Here's a software program that you have never encountered before and will never encounter again because it actually doesn't function well. Get on it and type this 9-page report.
All the keys are different.
Soon the sun died. The universe began receding back to its original singularity. But the labor market was still tight, so the Westridge Glove Company could just keep on doing this.
All right, part 9. Please answer the following questions. Yes, no, or I don't know. First question, are you real?
I don't know.
Second question, am I real?
I don't know that either.
Next question, are you real?
Didn't you just ask that?
Did I just ask that?
I don't know!
Some say Brian is still alive somewhere, filling in information that's already on his resume. Some say there is no job, but there never was. And some say you should always send a photo with your resume, and the Times New Roman is the best font for the cover letter. But I've heard different views on that. So that was all written by Barry Lank, Ebby Parker, Jim Earl, and Steve Rosenfield. It was performed by all those people, plus Jeff Chrysler, Jen Dodd, Jeff Hendrick, Tony Hendra, a female voice I don't recognize, John Marshall, and Darby Worley. Everything was engineered by Barry Lank or Greg Russ. Lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. The executive producers have been, at various times, Tony Hendra, Jeff Chrysler, and Barry Lank. Good night.